AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. An angry President Trump says no to any further work with congressional Democrats until they end the various investigations of his administration. AP Sagar Magani with details.
The president abruptly ended an infrastructure meeting with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi a few minutes after it began, saying they could not negotiate under these circumstances.
Get these phony investigations over with.
After leaving the meeting, he went straight to the Rose Garden, where aides had quickly gathered reporters. One reason Pelosi believes the president's walkout was scripted, and he never intended to talk about infrastructure.
It was very, very, very strange.
Afterward, Pelosi doubled down on earlier comments that the president's engaged in a cover-up, which infuriated him. She'd met in the morning with rank-and-file Democrats to tamp down their demands to start an impeachment inquiry. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Trump has lost in a federal court in New York as a judge refuses to block subpoenas by two House committees, Financial Services and Intelligence, seeking records from Deutsche Bank and Capital One on the president and his company's financial dealings with the two banks over a number of years, including those before he became president. District Judge Eduardo Ramos adds that Trump and company are unlikely to succeed in a lawsuit. More rain coming to the plains, even as people evacuate from towns and neighborhoods being threatened by the rising rivers and streams. Kim White tells KTUL that she and her family are leaving their home in Weber's Fall, Oklahoma.
This could be a serious situation, and just want to take precautions and, you know, get out and have everything safe.
At least three people are dead in the storms that rolled through Oklahoma and four other states in the past few days. The Arkansas River is approaching historic water levels, while the already swollen Missouri and Mississippi rivers are rising again. This is AP Radio News. An investigation fails to reach a conclusion on a racist photo that appeared on the page of Virginia Governor Ralph Northam's 1984 medical school yearbook. Ed Donahue has more.
The photo is of a man in blackface next to someone in a Ku Klux Klan hood and robe.
We have identified no information that the photograph was placed on Governor Northam's personal page in error or by any other means not at his direction.
Ben Hatch's law firm, hired by Eastern Virginia Medical School, conducted the investigation.
We could not conclusively determine the origin of that photograph.
Northam initially acknowledged he was in the picture and apologized, but later said he was convinced he was not in the picture. The governor has managed to survive the uproar. He has defied calls to resign. I'm Ed Donahue.
Alabama historical officials say researchers have located the wreck of the Clotilda, the last ship known to bring enslaved people from Africa to the United States. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.